for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus.
And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. I have good news. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he has a destiny for you to fulfill. He has a work for you to do. So I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Okay, what is God's nature like? I'd like to start out, what is God's nature? Most important, what does God think of you? Well, we go to this couple of scriptures. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him should not die, but would have eternal life. Verse 17 says, For God did not send his Son into the world so he would condemn the world, but so that the world would be saved through him. Amen. Okay. The interpretation, what God thinks of you. God loves you. For some, it's almost impossible to believe. The circumstances and regrets of life are all too painful. But God's love can be fully experienced in personal and practical ways. No matter where you've been or what you've done, the truth is, God loves you. He always has, he always will. And how understanding what means can radically transform your life. This message uncovers the truth of God's extraordinary love for you. God loves you even when you don't love him. It's hard to fathom. God loves you even when you don't love him. God's love never quits. God loves you before you were born. The Bible tells us that. God loves you when he is correcting you. God wrote his love in red, his blood shed for you. God's love will never let you go. This is the most important fact in your life. The eternal, self-existing being who created and sustains everything that exists dearly loves you. The profound thought of it should begin and end every day. It should define your every goal, your every action. Since the Garden of Eden, we have chosen to break laws as fast as a God could give them to us. Through it all, God's love continues, never responding in kind, never giving up hope, never reacting, but always reaching out to rescue, to restore. The deeper our insult, the deeper his resolve to bring us home. Yes, love can be painful, and that's the very reason it can overcome the world. God shows us that miracles come to pass when the one who loves receives bad for good, yet keeps offering the good, keeps loving without return. The doorway between heaven and earth is cracked open, and the light of God's love shines through. God's love is selfless, patient, stubborn love. A love that does not quit. A love that does not demand a return. A love that does not avoid pain, but is compassionate beyond measure. This entire message, friends, has been that God loves you, He always has, and He always will. It's not enough to say, great to hear, John, and walk away. To know God's love and not accept it, says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Friend, we don't have the promise of another day, another hour, or another minute. Eternity hangs in the balance, and right now is the best moment you'll ever have to repent of your sins and commit your life to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit now. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. You are filled with resurrection power, says in Romans 8:11. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You are filled with power from above. Get into a good Bible-based church. He has a destiny for you to fulfill that only you can fulfill. Why? Because, friends, you are unique. That means there are things God wants you to do for Him that He isn't calling anyone else on earth to do. Amen? Okay, the next part of today's word for today comes from Proverbs 29:25. Says, fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. So the message, be who God called you to be. In life, there will always be people who try to squeeze you into their mold. People who try to press you into being who they want you to be. They may be good people. They may mean well. But the problem is that they aren't your creator. They didn't breathe life into you. They didn't equip you, empower you, or anoint you. Almighty God did. If you're going to be all that God created you to be, you can't focus on what everyone else thinks. If you change with every criticism, trying to win favor of others, then you'll go through life being manipulated and letting people squeeze you into their box. You have to realize that you can't keep every person happy. You can't make everyone like you. You'll never win over your critics, friends. Instead of trying to please people, when you get up in the morning, ask the Lord to search your heart. Ask Him if your ways are pleasing Him, are pleasing to Him, and stay focused on your goals. If people don't understand you, that's okay. If you lose some friends because you wouldn't let them control you, they weren't true friends anyway. You don't need others' approval. You only need Almighty God's approval. Keep your heart and mind submitted to Him and be free from people pleasing. Proverbs 29:25, fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Okay, this part of the message, we're going to be praying for the sick. The sick for the sick and hurting. Today's reading, we will see that we are saved, healed, and delivered. We go to Romans 10:8-9. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. This is the word of faith that we preach, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, friends, many regard this as a key scripture for salvation, but fail to see its application for healing. The Greek word translated saved is the word sozo, which means salvation, healing, deliverance, preservation, to keep safe and sound, to be made whole. So whatever you're going through, including illness, you can be assured that God will always bring you through victoriously. This scripture says that if you confess Jesus as Lord, you will be saved. Since the word sozo encompasses healing, you can confess Jesus not only as your Savior, but also as your healer. Luke 4:36, and they were amazed upon all, and they were discussing with one another, what is this talk that Jesus orders the unclean spirits and with authority and power, and they come out? John 14:12-13, because I believe in Jesus, I will do the works that he does, and I will do greater works than these. Jesus will do whatever I ask in his name. The mantle that Jesus had has been passed on to the church. 1 John 4:4, Jesus in me is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:17, as Jesus is, so am I in this world. Philippians 2:13, for God is the one working in you both to will and to his good pleasure. This scripture is about the sovereignty of God and the working of his good will and the pleasure of in our lives. Since it is his will and desire that we be good, be in good health, God himself works in us to produce healing. Not only is it his will, but it pleases him to see us walking in abundant health and life. What a joy to know that God loves us so much. God loves us, he always has and he always will. Philippians 2:13, for God is the one working in you, both to his will and to his good pleasure. That means healing. So, Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Believe you receive and you will have. So, friends, lay your hands on the sick or hurting part of your body that needs a touch from the Lord as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I cast out every infirmity. I rebuke and cast out every form of disease. And Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed, healed and made whole. I rebuke every cancer. You are cursed at the root. Every cancer, you are cursed at the root. I command you to die. I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And cast out means to drive out by force. It be driven out by force. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. Every person that's in torment, or the one that's stressed, I bind and break that power and I cast you out. Be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, as I loose your healing power, thank you, Holy Spirit, because you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Peace into that tormented, it's tormented. Peace to that person that's stressed. Command peace, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated. And the peace of God now has healed every broken heart. There's shalom. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, every sickness and disease, it's broken. The yoke is broken. The burden is gone. It is destroyed. Because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. Amen. I thank you that you are our righteousness. Amen. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. You have the authority now to do that. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you received and you will have. The Bible says you shall recover or you shall get well. Some healings are not all instant. I wish they were, but don't. Some take seconds, minutes, sometimes hours or days. But the promise is you shall get well. You shall be healed. And act your faith. Act your faith. Just try it. Just see if there's any improvements. Look for the improvements over the seconds, minutes, hours and days. Look for the improvements and thank the Lord of it. Thank the Lord. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. Fear and faith are opposite. And use your authority as a believer, as I said. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. That means listen to the words. Meditate on the words. Healing scriptures or whatever you're looking for. Meditate on them. And do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Don't listen to it. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. So my final prayer is this. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May your sins be forgiven. May your sicknesses be healed. May your brokenness and grief be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to you.
Thank you.